So why not? His name is Dax Shepherd, and he joins us now. Dax Shepherd, you know him from Parenthood, know him from a number of movies out there. In particular, Ideology, was that the movie? Yeah, Ideology. Yeah, a number of movies that he starred in. But more importantly, Chips debuted on Friday. And Dax Shepherd, actor, executive producer, director, the husband of Kristen Bell. Sorry, I had to get that out there, Dax. Dax Shepherd joining us now. And Dax, we were talking about this a few minutes ago. First of all, were you even old enough to catch the Chips wave? And why the Jones for Chips?
I actually did learn to ride a motorcycle while it was on the air. It debuted when I was 2 and went off the air when I was 8. And I think I rode a dirt bike at 5 or 6 the first time.
Now, where does a guy in Michigan have, what kind of space do you have in Michigan to get on like a YZ80 or an XR75?
It was a YZ60 at 5 years old. But yeah, there's proper hillbillies in Michigan. You know, we grew up on a few acres.
Yeah, Dax Shepherd, Jordan the Freaks. Where did the hankering come from to dive deep into Chips?
Well, I'm just always looking for any excuse to combine motorsports and comedy. And Chips, obviously, two of the stars of the show were motorcycles. So I thought that was a great place to start.
But how hard was it? Because you are pretty much, as we're talking here, you're a motorhead. You dig getting on the bike yourself. So how hard was it to turn over the duties to your stunt guys for some of the most fun parts of the film?
Well, I did everything I physically could. They were crazy lenient with me. I did not jump the 100-foot gap jump. There were a couple things I obviously couldn't do, but they let me ride wheelies, do front endos, go up and down staircases, ride on the beach. It was pretty shocking what they did let me do.
Do you have, like, well, I guess you can't post anything until the film actually goes live this weekend, but can you put stuff up on Instagram, like some of the behind-the-scenes stuff from you?
It's already there.
All right, baby. I need to go check it out.
Let your fingers do the walking, and you'll find some.
Attaboy. Dax Shepherd, Jordan the Freaks. Dax, you talk about some of your fandom for motorsports. IndyCar, NASCAR, two wheels, motocross, supercross, what is it?
Well, the only racing I race in the Super Trofeo series, so I love racing, but the only racing I love watching that I'm addicted to is MotoGP. I just cannot, I wait for those races, I count down the hours. I think we're back racing in 5 days or something.
Yeah, it's coming. So are you one of those guys, because you're in Los Angeles, are you one of those guys that wakes up at 3 a.m. to get your coffee and get going for the race at 4 a.m. live?
No, I TiVo it, and then I plan when I work out around that, because that's about the only hour I get where my kids aren't, asking me for things.
Dax, you wear a lot of hats in this movie, including acting and directing. How much of a control did you have in choosing the people who are going to be a part of the film?
You know, I got to make all those decisions. What's great about that is, since I wrote it, you know, I could write parts specifically for actors who I already love and know what they can do. But when I sold the movie, it was more important to me that Michael Peña played Ponce than it was that I played John Baker. I just thought he was the only guy working that could pull it off. There were probably a lot better John Bakers out there, like Chris Pratt or maybe Channing Tatum, but, you know, I gave myself the part anyways.
Do you like that, though? Do you like making all those decisions?
I love it. If you like problem solving, directing's the job for you, because you get there and everything you planned, you find out it's not going to go down that way, and you have to constantly come up with some other solution that isn't obvious. And that's the fun of it. And it's all day long. No matter how well you think you planned it out, you get there and something went wrong.
Dax Shepherd, Jordan the Freaks, and you look at your tenure on TV and, of course, in television. Parenthood is what a lot of folks know you for. Then, of course, with your movies. And I got a tweet here at Kenny and Crash to ask you specifically, how close are we in a society, going back to one of your movies, how close are we to your movie Idiocracy?
Yeah, it's gotten certainly less metaphorical. It seems pretty literal now. Definitely during the election cycle, Mike Judge and I hosted a screenings of it, because it was so ironic. You know, he's a machine gun and some huge muscles away from being President Camacho.
Epic.
Greatness. Hey, would you rather win an Academy Award or maybe the Daytona 500 or maybe the GP Championship? What would you rather win?
Oh, definitely the MotoGP Championship. I think if for no other, well, there's many reasons, but one of them being, if you won, you won. It's not like someone voted on you or it was subjective. If you cross the finish line first, you win. So that part of it appeals to me a lot. But I remember seeing, Paul Newman get interviewed by Robert Redford, and he said, if you had to trade either your SCCA championship trophy or your Oscar, what would you trade? And he said, oh, I'd trade the Oscar away in a second because I actually had to earn those other ones.
By the way, you do have me going all through your Instagram account now. And, yeah, I want to know if Chariots of Fire did play. You've got some tight freaking police wear on, dude.
Yeah, I'm in a Dionysi suit for a lot of it.
It is. Yeah, this is balls, man.
And,
I like this.
And given your sports background, Shepard, you got UCLA and let's say Michigan in the NCAA basketball tournament. Who are you cheering for?
Ooh, it could happen.
Boy, that's really tough. To me, that just means I'm going to win either way, really. I was a much longer-term fan of U of M than UCLA. I mean, you know, I didn't start going to school there until 1998. But as a kid in Michigan, U of M is everything.
It's very political.
No, yeah. But school's one thing.
You think
but...
I should run for office?
You're a lifelong Wolverine, so yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Freak Nation, it debuts on the 24th. Dak Shepard joined the Freaks. For our Motorhead fans, let's end it with this. Valentino Rossi or Kenny Roberts Sr.?
Valentino Rossi. I just, the fact that he is a 37-year-old, regularly handing it to 22-year-olds as an older man. He's everything.
Would you like to wear his leathers one time if you could fit in them?
I don't think I'd fit, but yeah, sure, I'd love to. he is kind of taller for a GP rider, but I bet he's like a buck 40.
On a good day, Jesus H.
Yeah, his leathers say Il Dottoro, right?
Yep.
The doctor in Italian. And my leathers say Il Primato, because I majored in primatology. So I want you to know how dedicated I am to him.
Dax Shepard, dude, thanks for doing this.
Oh, absolutely. I'm telling you, if anyone who's a proper gearhead will truly love it, because it was made by one.
Very. Thank you, Dax.
All right, talk later.
Catching up with Dax Shepard, writer, director, executive producer of Chips, and of course starring in Chips, Dax Shepard, Speed Freaks Pits, and Lucas Oil Studios. Coming up in moments, you got your Statman Scat.